Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, by the two dots, B'matzah Yamtif. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah was that on Matzah Yamtif Arishain Shalchag, on Matzah, the first night of Matzah, the first day of Sukkot, meaning the first night of Chol HaMoed, so to prepare for the Simchas Beis HaShaeva, they made a Tikkun Gadol. So says the Gemara now, my Tikkun Gadol. What is this Tikkun Gadol, this big Tikkun that they made on Matzah Yom Tov HaRishon? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ka'isa Shashaninu, it's like that which it was taught, Chalaka Ha'isa B'Rishayna, that originally, the walls of the Ezra's Nashim, they were smooth, there was nothing there. Ve'kifuha Gizustra, however, on this night, they put a porch all the way around the walls of the Ezra's Nashim, and they made a porch. They made an area so now the women could sit on the top, they could stand on the top and watch the Simchas Beis HaShaeva, and the men could be on the bottom, and in this way there wouldn't be any mingling, there wouldn't be any estaklus, there wouldn't be any issues, and they would be separate. And this is really the makar for the whole idea of a mechitza, big machleksim, the Satmar Rebbe, Ramesha. It all comes from this sugya, exactly how to understand what exactly the purpose of this mechitza was and the details of this mechitza. But this was the first mechitza that we have recorded, is this mechitza that they made during the Simchas Beis HaShaeva. Now says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, originally, so the way it was by the Simchas Beis HaShaeva is that they had the women go inside into the Ezra's Nashim, and the men, they were able to watch from outside. They stood on the Har HaBayis, presumably because there was more men than women. That's the way the Chasdei David on the Tosefta explains, that being that they expected more men than women to show up, so they gave men the Har HaBayis, a much larger area, and the women, they gave them the Ezra's Nashim. So that was the setup. However, Vayubam Lidei Kalas Reish. There was coming, it was leading to Kalas Reish because the men were looking inwards, so they were going to be looking at the women. So therefore, Eskinishu Nashim Yoishreis Mibachotz V'Anashim Mibifnim. They switched it around that the women would go outside to the Har HaBayis and the men would go inside. However, Vadayin Ayubam Lidei Kalas Reish. There were still some situations, still some issues with mingling. So Eskinishu Nashim until they finally came up with this eitzah that we mentioned before, that the women, they went on the top of this porch inside Ezra's Nashim, and the men went on the bottom. So now says the Gemara, Hechi Yavid Hachi, how were they allowed to build this porch and add to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem, Olai Hiskil, that the entire structure of the Beis HaMikdash is written, David HaMelech received exactly how to build it, and so there's no changing it, it has to be exact. So you can't just add a structure, you can't just add a porch into the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Kra Ashkechu V'Dorish. They found the Pasuk, which gave them a right to add in this porch. What was the Pasuk? The Pasuk says like this, in the Nevuah of Zechariah, it talks about a hesped that's going to be lost alavai. And the Pasuk says, V'Safta Aretz, Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unesheyem Levad. So we'll discuss in the Hemshech of the Gemara the details of this hesped, who exactly the hesped is being said for. But there's going to be this hesped, and the Pasuk describes, the Nevuah says, that it's going to be the men by themselves, and the women by themselves. So now Amru, so now the people at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShaeva, they made the following drasha. They said as follows, V'aloi dvar kavuchaymer. It's a kavuchaymer. Uma la'as elavay sha'iskin behesped. In this nevuah, it's discussing a time in the future where they're going to be Isaac and a hesped, which is usually not a time that you have to worry about kalas reish at a hesped. It's a serious time. And also, ve'ein yetzahara shayli behem. And there's also not going to be a yetzahara la'as elavay, as the Gemara is going to discuss in the Hemshech of this Amud, that the yetzahara is going to be shechted. Then still, amra taira anashim levad v'nashim levad. And afal pike in the taira, meaning the Navi is saying that the men had to be separate from the women, which Rav Dessler famously explains in Michta Melio in Chelek Gimel on page 41, that even though there's no Yetzirah, so how could there be an issue? Why would you have to keep the men and the women separate if there's taka not going to be any Yetzirah? And the answer is that even when a person doesn't have a Yetzirah, there's still the habits and the regilus that he created for himself. Whatever habits a person naturally has, that doesn't leave him even when he loses his Yetzirah. So Al Kopanim, the Navi says that at this time, by this Hespin, when there's no Yetzirah, there still needs to be men by themselves and women by themselves. So Achshav Sha'iskim B'Simcha. So now, at the Simcha's Beis HaSheva, they reasoned to themselves that here at the time of Simcha, which is the time that naturally there could be Kalos Reish, V'Yetzirah Sholipahem, we do have a Yetzirah B'Zman Hazeh. So Al Achas Kama V'Kama, all the more so there's a need for a Mechitza. And Ramayshin, Chuvas, Negros Mayshin, Erechayim, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Lamites, he learns from here that the idea of a Mechitza is De'Araisa, and he understands that that's the Pshan in the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara asked, how are you allowed to change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is that you see from here, it's Midaraisa that you have to change the structure. So the same Torah which told us not to change things is telling us over here in this situation that you have to set up a system, that you have to make a porch so that there shouldn't be any issues of Kalos Reish. Now, we said that we would discuss what exactly is this hesped all about. So now ask the Gemara, what's this hesped that Zechariah is having a nevuah about? What's this hesped all about? Who is it for? So, pligi bo Rabbi Daisa v'Rabbanan. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Daisa and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar Amashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. One of them said it's a hesped on Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to be killed at the end of times. V'chad Amar al Yitzar Hara Shenarag. Some say it's about the Yitzar Hara that's going to be killed. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamanda Amar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. It makes sense if you say that they were giving a hesped and crying about Mashiach ben Yosef who was killed. Hainu Dechsev. Then we can understand the pasuk which says, V'habitu Elah. That they cried over him like crying over a person's only son. So it would make sense that they had such tears and they cried so much if the person, if the hesped was about Mashiach ben Yosef. But if you say that the hesped is about the Yetzirah Shenerag, so hai hespeda bai lamevad, simcha bai lamevad. So then they didn't need to make a hesped, they needed to make a party. They needed to make a simcha that now the Yitzhara is gone. My bachu, why were they crying so much like a person cries over an only son? Why would they cry so much if it's discussing the Yitzhara that was killed? So says the Gemara, Kedarish Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the answer is like Rabbi Yehuda Darshent, and he said like this: that Liyasid Lavoi in the future, Meviyaya Kadosh Baruch Hu LiYetzahara V'Shaychtoi. Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzahara V'Shaychtoi Bifnei Atzadikim UBifnei HaRishayim, and he's going to shecht it in front of the Tzadikim and in front of the Rishayim. Now, tzaddikim nidma lahem kahar gavaya. When the tzaddikim, when they see the Yetzirah being shechted, when they see the Yetzirah, it's going to appear to them like a tremendously tall and large mountain. And the reason is because, as we'll see in the Gemara, on the bottom of the Amud, that for a tzaddik, the greater a person is, the greater the Yetzirah is. So, to the tzaddik, but the tzaddik doesn't fall for easy things. The Yetzirah has to fight extra hard. The Yetzirah appears to him like a tremendously large mountain. However, to the Rishayim, who they more easily follow after the Yetzirah, so the Yetzirah is going to appear to them just like a hair, like a hair string, something very small. Now, halalu baychen v'halalu baychen. Both of these groups of people, when they see the Yetzirah being shechted, they're going to cry. The tzaddikim are going to cry and say, that how were we able to overcome this tremendously large mountain? So Rashi explains that they're crying over, they're thinking, they're remembering the tsar that they had when they overcame this tough Yitzhara, and that's what's making them cry. Where the Marsha explains that the reason why they're crying is because now it's being taken away, and so they're going to be losing their opportunity to get tsar. So anyways, that's the tzaddikim, so they cried. Rishayim baichin va'aymrin, and the Rishayim, they also, they cried and said, that heich lo yecholnu lichbosh eschut asayra hazeh, how were we unable to conquer this tiny little yetzahara? It wasn't asking us to do big things, it was a very relatively simple yetzahara, and we still weren't able to overcome it. Va'afa kadosh baruch hu tameh ha'imahem, also kadosh baruch hu, he's going to wonder with the tzaddikim, and he's going to say that it's unbelievable that they were able to overcome their yetzahara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kayamar Hashem tzavakos, so says Hashem, ki yipale be'enei sheiris ha'amazeh b'yamim ahem, gam be'enei yipale. It's also going to be a wonder to me how they were able to overcome. So that's the hesped that it's discussing l'asulavay. We ask, why not make a party? The answer is that the tzaddikim, let's say l'fi l'marsha, they're crying over the fact that they're not going to have the yetzahara anymore to get schar from it. So they're giving a hesped and crying over the shechita, over the death of the yetzahara, because now they lost their opportunity to do mitzvahs and to overcome the yetzahara and to get schar for it. So they're literally crying over the fact, even though we don't ask for nisyonos, but they're crying over the fact that they're not going to have a nisyon anymore. All the kol shekin, we should at least appreciate the nisyonos that we do have. We don't ask for them, but when we do get them, we should appreciate them. You see, l'asad lavay, the tzaddikim are going to be crying over the fact that they're not going to have this opportunity anymore. That's the way they viewed the nisyonos, was as an opportunity. They're going to be crying over the fact that they don't have the opportunity. So that's the hesped. That's why it wasn't the simcha. Says the Gemara Vayter, I'm Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that Yetzer Hara betchila daima lechot shal buchya. At first, the Yetzer Hara, when it tries to get a person to do an Avera, so it's like a chut shal buchya, it's like a spider strand, meaning it's a very tiny little string. It doesn't have, it's not so large. Ulubesayif, however, once a person gives in a couple times, so then daima ka'avoisleis ha'agala, so then it's like the addiction, it becomes like the ropes of an agala, the ropes that are used to attach the par, the cow, to the plow. It becomes very, very strong and very difficult to get out of that situation. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Haymaishchi avon b'chavli ashav ukavis agala chata." It describes the Yetzirah in these two ways: as a chavli ashav, as a tiny little string, ukavis agala, and like these thick ropes used to tie down the par to the plow. Which at first makes it seem like it's not like the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara, we said that the tzaddik who doesn't give in to his Yetzahara, the tzaddik who overcomes the Yetzahara, we said that his Yetzahara is Kahar Gavaya, it's like a big mountain, it's very big. And now this Gemara makes it seem that the more a person gives in to the Yetzahara, so then the Yetzahara gets bigger. So it seems now like what we had in the previous Gemara. So the Aruch Haner explains that there's two different types of ways the Yetzahara could be hard to overcome. One is like by the tzaddik, where the Yetzahara gets more sneaky and more large. The Yetzirah itself is bigger. The tzaddik, because he's always overcoming, so now the Yetzirah doesn't stick to the simple things. He gets much more complex. And so that's why it becomes like a har gavaya. The Yetzirah itself becomes bigger. It's a harder Yetzirah. By the person who always gives in to the Yetzirah, so then at first it's like the Chutcha Buchya, then it becomes Kavaisis Ha'agola. The Pshat is not that the Yetzirah Be'etzim is becoming bigger, it's just that for him, he's having a more difficult time overcoming that Yetzirah, which is really still in the end, like he's going to see in the end, it's going to be only Kechut Asara. So it really is a small Yetzirah, but to him it's Kavaisis Ha'agola, it's impossible for him, it seems impossible for him to get out of it. So it's not a steer to the previous Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Mashiach ben David, sha'asel lihigalis b'meher v'yameinu, yishmak aloshen, the Gemara says, that it discusses, it mentions the name of Mashiach ben David, before saying what the Braisa wants to then say, the Braisa just interjects, that we're going to see soon, very soon, b'meher v'yameinu. So anyways, about this Mashiach ben David, says the Braisa, that Aymer lay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, in the future, sha'al mi meni davar, v'etein lecha. Ask me for whatever you want, and I'm going to give it to you. Shenamer, as the pasuk says, Asapro chayk v'goymer aniya yoyim l'ticha sha'al imenu vet nagoyim nachlasecha. Ask me for whatever you want, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you like the way a person who just gave birth to a son, he loves his son. I'm going to show you that love. Sha'al imeni v'etna. Sha'al imeni, just ask me for whatever you want, and I'm going to give it. V'kevin shera Mashiach ben Yosef shenerak. However, once Mashiach ben David, once he sees Mashiach ben Yosef that he was killed, so Eimer lefanav, so he'll say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, eini mevakesh v'mcha elu chayim. I see what happened to Mashiach ben Yosef. The only thing I could ask from you is just for life. Eimer lai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Mashiach ben David that chayim, you're asking for life. Ad shel yamarta kvar hisnave alecha, David avicha. Before you even ask for it, David HaMelech, he already had nevuah about it. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, chayim sha'al mimcha nesata loy v'goymer, that he's going to ask from you for chayim, and you should give it to him. So that already I'm giving it to you, and that's the hemshach of the pasuk, that the pasuk says, sha'al mimeni, you can ask me for whatever you want, and then it says what Hashem's going to give. V'edna goyim nachlasecha, I'm going to give the goyim over into your hand. So that's the pshan in the pasuk, because the thing that Mashiach ben David requested is something that he was going to be getting anyways. So then Hashem says, instead, I'll give you goyim nachlasecha. Darish Rav Avira, Vitem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Shiva Shema is Yeshla Yetzahara. So on this topic now of the Yetzahara, so he darshan that the Yetzahara has seven different names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karei Ra. Hashem called it Ra. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Leif HaAdam Ra Min Urav. Maisha Karei Arol. Maisha called it an Arol. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Umaltem Es Arlas Levavchem, referring to the Yetzahara. David Karei Tame. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Leif Tahar Barali Elokim, that David HaMelech said, he mentioned that you gave me a Leif Tahar Mechlau Dikatame, which is mashman that there's also a Leif Tame, that's referring to the Yetzirah. Shlomo Karei Sinei, Shlomo HaMelech called it an enemy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Imra'iv Seinacha, if your enemy is hungry, so Hachilei Ulachem, so you should give it some bread, which is a reference to Torah. Vim Tame, and if your enemy is thirsty, Hashkeu Mayim, so you should give him some water, also a reference to Torah, perhaps different types of Torah. Mayim perhaps is more referring to like Bekiyas or Agadita, which is Maishich the Leiv Kemayim, but Al Kopanim, that's the Eitza, when a person's Yetzahara is starting up, so he should feed it some Torah, he should learn some Torah. Ki Gechalam Ata Chaysa, Reishe Vashem Yishalim Lach. So the pasuk ends off that if a person does this, if he learns Torah when his Yetzahara is starting up with him, so Hashem Yishalim Lach. So the Gemara just darshens. Now we mentioned this pasuk just to show the fact that Shlomo HaMelech referred to the Yetzahara as Seinacha, as an enemy. But now that we mentioned the pasuk, so the Gemara just darshens the end of the pasuk. What does it mean? Vashem Yishalim Lach. That Hashem will pay. Literally means Hashem will reward you. Sounds like it's saying Hashem will reward you for overcoming the Yetzahara. However, the Gemara darshens Al Tikra Yishalim Lach Ela Yashlimenu Lach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him wholesome with you. Hashem is going to bring him together with you. That if a person, when a person learns Torah, so then his Yetzahara is going to become like his friend, and it's not going to start up. Even though at first he's his enemy and he's starting up with him, but if a person learns Torah, so at least while he's learning, so then the Yetzahara doesn't start up with him. Now going back to our topic of the different names of the Yetzahara, so says the Braisa, Yeshaya, or says the Gemara, Yeshaya Karei Michshol. Yeshaya called him a Michshol, a stumbling block. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Soilu Soilu Panu Derech Harimu Michshol Miderech, to get the Michshol off the road. Miderech Ami. Yechaskel Karei Evan. Yechezkel called the Yetzahara a stone. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, V'asi roisi eslev ha'evem mibesarchem v'nesati lechem leiv basar. So you refer to the Yetzahara as a leiv ha'evem, as a stone. Yoel karat tzafayni. Yoel called him the hidden one. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, V'asat tzafayni archek me'aleichem, referring to the Yetzahara. So now says the Gemara on this last name of the Yetzahara, the Tzifayni, Tanur Abanon, Vesa Tzifayni Archik Me'aleichem, Zeh Yetzahara. This is a reference to the Yetzahara. The Tzifayni is a reference to the Yetzahara. Now why does he get this name of Tzifayni? Shetzofon Va'ayme Belibay Shal Adam. Because it's hidden in the heart of a person. Sometimes a person doesn't realize that the things that he desires is really just coming from his Yetzahara, so it's Tzofon Va'ayme Belibay Shal Adam. Now the Pasuk Pasuk continues and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future v'hidachtiv el eres tzia ushmama lamak ushmama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to banish him to an arid land, into a desolate place. So the Gemara darshins, it's lamakim she'ein b'nei adam mitzuyin lizgaris bahen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to banish the Yetzer Hara to a place where it won't have people over there to start up with, which seems like a steeper to the previous Gemara, where we said in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill the Yetzer Hara. Here it sounds like the Yetzer Hara will be there, it's just going to be in a place where it's not going to start up with people. It could be that's really all it meant before in the Gemara when it said that Hashem is going to kill the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara doesn't mean a physical thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shecht it, hold it up by its neck and shecht it. It means he's going to take away its kayach, he's going to take away its capabilities. That's called shechting it. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Then in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him to a place where he won't be able to start up with people. The pasuk then continues as pana vel hayama kadmaini, that it faced, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this is because it faced the yama kadmaini, the eastern sea, which is, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, shenasan eina v'mikdash rishayin, because the Yetzer Hara put his eyes on the first base hamikdash v'chriva, and he destroyed it v'harak tamid chachamim shabai, and he killed out the tamid chachamim that were in the bayis rishayin. The pasuk continues, V'sayfel yam ha'achroin, also the second yam, the last yam, Shenasan eina v'mikdasheni v'achrivay v'harak tamid chachamim shaba, which again, the Braisa darshins, that it put its eyes on the second Beis HaMikdash, destroyed and it killed the Tamid Chachamim that were in the second Beis HaMikdash. And then the pasuk continues, V'Allah Bashay V'Tal Tzachnasay. So the Gemara, the Braisa darshins about this, that it's going to have its foul odor, Shemaniach Umas Ha'ilam U'Mizgarib B'Seinayan Shal Yisrael, that it's going to leave, even though its mission is to start up with people, but here we see it's not doing its job correctly, it leaves, it doesn't start up as much with the Umas Ha'ilam, and instead it starts up with the Seinayam Shal Yisrael, a euphemism for the Yidden. And so the Pasuk then continues, Ki Higdil Asais, is Higdil Asais Amar Abay, that it's going to do an extra big job, that's referring to the Tamid Chachamim. Says Abaye that the Tamid Chachamim, they get the bigger Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara starts up the most with the Tamid Chacham, like we mentioned before. And now says the Gemara, this that Abaye says that Tamid Chachamim have a more difficult Yetzer Hara than other people, so says the Gemara, Ki Hada Abaye, like a story that happened with Abaye, that Shamei Lahu Gavra, he overheard a certain man, he heard a certain boy, the Kamarla he issa, that he was telling over, he was saying to a certain girl, Nakta Venezel Barcha, come, let's go travel together on the road. And Abaye saw that they may be up to no good. So Amar Abaye reasoned to himself, and he said to himself, that Ezel Afreshinu Meisura, maybe I'll tag along, I'll go, I'll walk behind them, and I'll just watch over them, I'll make sure to stop them from doing any Isser, either the Etzem Isser of Yichud, perhaps they were going into a place where they would be alone, so Abaye was coming to save them from the Isser Yichud, or to stop them from doing anything, from this leading to anything else, even if there wasn't Yichud in this Maisa, but that shouldn't lead to something else. So Abaye said, let me go and follow them. Also, Basrayu Tulasa Parsei Bagma. And so he went behind them, three parsais, 12 mil, each mil, 18 minutes, a long distance of time, he went and followed after this boy and girl. He wanted to stop them from doing Isurim, he felt it was his job, he overheard the conversation, so it was his job to stop it, so he went and he followed after them for a long period of time. Ki havu parsei mehadadi, however, when they were separating from each other, so Shaminu, so they got to, I guess, some sort of road where now the boy and the girl were going separate ways, and Shaminu Abaye overheard them, the Ka'amri, that they were saying to each other, that Orch and Rechika, we are going a long distance now, meaning we're going different ways, my house or my destination is this way, your destination is the other direction, Vitzavtin Besima, but how pleasant would it have been to be able to continue together, we had such a nice walk together, I wish we could have continued. And they went their separate ways. So Amr Abaye said it to himself when he saw this happen. He went to follow them. He thought for sure they're going to be doing some sort of Isser. And he sees that they went on a nice, pleasant walk, and then they went their separate ways and nothing bad happened. So Abaye said to himself, Iman desani lihava, if it was my enemy, if that boy was my enemy, referring to himself, he was saying that if that boy was me, if I was put in that situation where I had this Nisayon, lehava mati lok minafshe, I wouldn't have been able to overcome the Nisayon. So Azal Talo Nafshe Bibura Didasha Umitstayer. So he went and he leaned himself against a door in pain and distraught over the fact that he saw someone, random boy that he was able to overcome something which he knew about himself would have been very difficult, and he didn't know if he would be able to overcome such a thing. However, then Asa Ahu Saba, a certain elderly man, Taisus and Chulin says when it says Ahu Saba and Shas, it's referring to Eliyahu Navi. So a certain Saba, perhaps Eliyahu Anavi, he came to Abaye and Tanale, and he taught him this lesson that kol agadol mechaveira yitzer gadol haymenu, that you shouldn't feel so bad, because the general idea, the general rule is that anybody is greater than someone else, so the greater a person is, the greater his yitzahara is. So he's giving him a nechama that even though he knew about himself, he was saying about himself that he didn't know if he would be able to overcome, it's not so terrible, because being that he's greater, he talks has a larger Yetzirah, and therefore he shouldn't feel too bad. The Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada explains that the pshat over here is that Hagufa, because he was greater and he wasn't exposed to these things, he didn't hang out with girls, this wasn't something that Abaye did growing up, and so therefore it was he would be more sensitive, and because of that, Itaka would be more difficult for him to overcome. And that's not a bad thing. It was okay. It was considered he's greater because he didn't expose himself to these things. And now, even though it's true, there's a side effect, and now it's going to be more difficult, but that's just a side effect. It's still called he's gadol mechaveiroi, and that's why he has this experience, and he sees someone else, and he knows about himself that maybe he wouldn't overcome, but the Saba was telling him that he shouldn't feel bad, because that's the mitzias, that kol gadol mechaveiroi yitzor gadol emenu.